This is Here and Now. California Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill to develop a statewide earthquake early alert system. The California Office of Emergency Services has until 2016 to find the $80 million that it's expected to cost to build and run the system for its first 5 years. Thomas Heaton is director of the Earthquake Engineering Research Lab at Caltech. He joins us from Pasadena. And Professor Heaton, how important is it to have a warning system like this?
It's hard to know. We will have earthquakes, and what this will give us is some chance that we'll know the shaking's on its way, how strong it will be. People hate the fact that it just starts to shake, and you have no idea what you're up against. And with a system like this, you'll know what you're dealing with, and other systems will know as well. Your elevator will go to the closest floor and open. Trains will slow down. Cars will start to slow down.
How exactly does this work? Where do the sensors go, and how do you figure out that an earthquake is happening before you feel it?
Well, of course, the earthquake starts at some place, and we cannot predict for people right at the epicenter that it's about to shake. But for people who are not at the epicenter, we can tell that it's shaking at the epicenter and tell other people the waves are on their way to them and how strong they'll be when they'll get to them. The way it works, of course, is we've got a network of hundreds of seismometers that are actually computers that are networked together, and basically at the speed of light, we send information, and we very rapidly analyze the information to give an analysis of what it will be like in any other person's position.
And how much of a difference can 60 seconds, which is what they're saying this would give you in terms of a warning, how much of a difference can that make? What are you supposed to do in those 60 seconds?
Well, so the Japanese have been running these types of systems for several years now. They're currently using them to for situational awareness to get themselves in a more protected area. They use them in schools. They use them on their train systems. They use them in elevators. It's certainly not a panacea for the earthquake problem, but if you are dealing with earthquakes, you want any kind of tool you can get to help protect yourself.
Are you surprised that it's taken California so long to put a system like this in place? As you said, it's already in place in Japan. Taiwan has it, Mexico, Turkey, Romania, Italy, China. They're all working on systems like this as well.
Yes, but it's important to recognize those other countries have earthquakes that have affected them nationally. I think Americans tend to think of earthquakes as a California problem, and now you see this solution. It's coming out of the state of California. It's hard to get traction nationally.
Thomas Heaton is director of the Earthquake Engineering Research Laboratory at Caltech. Thomas Heaton, thanks so much for talking with us.